So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Do you have a favorite kind of cheese?
I've got several favorite kinds of cheese.
I love cheese.
There isn't one cheese that I don't like.
There is no cheese?
No, there isn't. American cheddar. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a real sharp cheddar.
Blue? You like blue cheese?
Yeah, I love blue cheese.
You like a gorgonzola?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Yep. Colby cheese. Remember Colby cheese?
What about some of the stinky cheeses? Do you like some of the stinky cheeses?
Sweet me. Limburger. You asked.
I did ask. That's
and Roquefort.
I love all those. Fontina cheese.
Yeah. You know, blue cheese on what they call the wedge salads.
Oh, it's delicious.
A sliced iceberg wedge.
It's delicious.
With blue cheese and bacon.
I almost had that last night. I was talked out of it because the restaurant, I was at the Chicago Cut Steakhouse last night.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing restaurant. Great steaks there. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get a steak and the wedge. You know, the wedge of lettuce. You know, the iceberg lettuce with the blue cheese on it. I thought, wow, that's a nice, nice small filet, nothing too big, and a salad. That's the perfect dinner for me. And then somebody ordered like a caprese salad with burrata cheese, that really beautiful, soft, creamy. It's not mozzarella, but it's like mozzarella with fresh cut heirloom tomatoes and basil.
Oh
my gosh, that salad was, I got talked into that, and I don't regret it. It was
delicious.
You could
do mozzarella cheese with that, too.
Very true, but I changed my mind, and I didn't get the blue cheese with the wedge.
I had a wedge salad, but it wasn't with iceberg lettuce. It was with romaine.
Oh.
And the romaine was grilled.
Oh, yeah.
And heated with the blue cheese dressing on the top of it.
Yeah. Do you like the grilled romaine?
I do.
I could take it or leave it. I prefer it.
I like it.
Nice and cold and crispy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it that way, too. No doubt about it. But that grilled flavor with the lettuce gives it every now and then it's nice to change.
Oh, it's delicious.
Maybe some cherry tomatoes with it.
Cherry tomatoes are very delicious, but I'm telling you what, these heirloom tomatoes that they had at the restaurant last night, oh my gosh, they were like they were just picked in Italy or something. They were so flavorful and so delicious.
And I know you love feta cheese.
I do love a good feta cheese.
Yep.
I do. I do indeed. Because we're going to talk all about cheeses here with Suzanne Fanning, who is with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They have a big event that is coming up. Suzanne, welcome to WGN. Very nice to have you with us.
It's great to be here. We are gearing up for a very exciting week in Wisconsin.
Well, I want to learn all about that. You must love to hear two guys just sitting around talking about cheese like this, right?
I absolutely do, and I'm here to tell you that your blue, your burrata, any of those cheeses, you can't go wrong with. They're all just absolutely delicious.
Now, I know you're with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, so you know there might be somewhat favored response to this, but is there a big difference between cheeses that we get here in the U.S. and in Wisconsin in particular, and cheeses that you might see coming from Italy or someplace? Like that is, I cannot tell a huge difference between domestic and imported cheeses.
Well, there is actually a big difference, I will tell you that. Wisconsin cheese is pretty amazing, and there are several reasons, and I can go into a few of those if we have a couple of minutes.
I would love it.
Okay. First of all, Wisconsin is the only state in the U.S. that requires people to have a license to make and sell cheese.
Okay.
So in some other states, you could be getting cheese that was made in somebody's bathtub and you just wouldn't know. But in Wisconsin, something like that is never, ever going to happen.
That would explain the stinky cheeses.
No, we make some pretty good stinky cheese here in Wisconsin. But we also are the only place to have a master cheesemaker program outside of Europe. We have the Center for Dairy Research right here in Wisconsin that we help to fund that helps cheesemakers overcome problems with their cheeses and helps them develop new cheeses. And I think probably more than anything else, I would say that it's our spirit of innovation and our culture of collaboration. Because here in Wisconsin, literally, we dream in cheese. We have these incredible people who think up your next favorite cheese every single day of their lives. We've got cheeses that are rubbed with herbs, and we've got cheeses that are soaked in wine, and they're just kind of like mad scientists coming up with great inventions every single day.
Yeah, these just truly wonderful varietal flavors of different cheeses. So the quality or the intensity of flavors then has to do more with the processing of the cheese than the place where the cheese emanates?
Well, the place is really important, too. Now, we had a lot of people from Europe who settled in Wisconsin because of the land and because of the water and because of the incredible quality of the milk that is produced here. And so they settled in Wisconsin specifically to make cheese because they wanted to bring their best cheese-making traditions from Europe over here, and they had to find the perfect spot to do it. So cheese tastes very different depending on the region where you make it and where you have your milk.
Okay, so I guess you just need to get to know the characteristics then of the particular reasons of cheeses. Rather, I've had some Wisconsin cheeses. I mean, you know, I love going to Europe. I love, you know, having foods there. They're very delicious and very wonderful. But I would be lying if I said that, you know, if I've had Wisconsin cheese, and it also wasn't terrific.
The cheese you've had from Wisconsin wasn't terrific?
No, it was. That it was terrific.
Oh, it was terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that it was.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was very, very good. I mean, it's, you know, to me, if you put them side by side for a taste test, I would be hard-pressed to be able to tell the difference in some cheeses, I think, for sure.
Well, and I'll tell you, you're not alone because Wisconsin consistently wins more awards than any other state or any other country.
Really?
Wisconsin, oh, yes. We hold world titles and U.S. titles all the time. We just came literally from the American Cheese Society Awards in Pittsburgh. I just got back last night. And Wisconsin won almost twice as many awards as the next winner. So, yes, consistently we do win more awards because we do. We have these incredible cheeses, these amazing cheesemakers.
Yeah. Is there one, one or two or three just absolutely nobody can top Wisconsin in certain kinds of cheeses?
I would say that, it's kind of hard to say. We can talk about the most recent award winners for sure, and we're going to have those on the giant board that we're building that I know we're going to talk about shortly.
Yep.
But asking me personally about my favorite cheese is like asking me which one of my children is my favorite.
Right.
I would say they're all my favorite for different reasons.
So which ones were the most recent award winners then?
Well, there was a black pepper Bellavitano, and a Bellavitano is a Wisconsin original. It was made by Sartori, and that was the U.S. cheese champion, and that was pretty exciting. At the same time, we also held the World Cheese Championship with our Emmy Roth Grand Cru Sir Choix. The last American Cheese Society that we won was a cheese by Chris Raleigh. So, I mean, we have some incredible cheeses, and again, they're all going to be on our board that we're going to be doing this Wednesday.
Well, now, what does a Bellavitano taste like? I'm not familiar with that.
It kind of tastes like, to me, a cross between an Alpine and a cheddar.
Okay.
All right. And they're rubbed with these different things on the outside. So some of them have like a red wine on the outside. Some of them have herbs on the outside. There's espresso. There's chocolate. All kinds of delicious things on the outside. And this particular one is coated in black pepper.
Okay,
but a very tasty cheese all around.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And the Grand Cru Sir Choix, how would you describe that taste-wise?
That is an Alpine cheese.
Okay. All right. Very good. So these must be like super, super flavorful, super, like, you know, a creaminess in the taste of it. Then I imagine, right?
They are pretty delicious. They're harder cheeses. So worldwide, we would call the cheese a Gruyere.
Okay.
But because we're in the U.S., we have to call it an Alpine. So it actually is a Gruyere style cheese.
All right, and I would imagine, with this summertime weather that we're having, those cheeses paired up with a nice white wine would be absolutely amazing.
With a white wine, absolutely. With a beer, with cider. So many different things. Cheese is everybody's best drinking buddy.
Yeah. So the dairy farmers of Wisconsin are setting out to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest cheese board. Let me take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about that. With us on the phone line is Suzanne Fanning with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll be back right after this on WGN. We are talking with Suzanne Fanning with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin about all things cheese, but also their world's largest cheese board that they have coming up this coming Wednesday. Suzanne, explain, please.
Okay. We are pretty excited to showcase the amazing breadth of the award-winning cheeses in Wisconsin. And we thought, what better way to do that than to create the world's largest cheese board? So we've been working with the Guinness Book of World Records folks to make that happen. We'll be doing it this Wednesday. We are constructing a barn to house our giant cheese board. We're blocking off a whole street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Our cheese board is going to be about 35 feet long and 7 feet wide.
Wow.
And it's going to have, it's going to be amazing. It's going to have, and get this, almost 4,000 pounds of cheese on it.
Presented, and you're going to be presenting it like you would put out a cheese board in your home if you're having guests, I think, right?
We absolutely are. I think it's going to be a thing of beauty to behold for sure. So it will be enjoyed by about 40,000 people who will be downtown this Wednesday night for concerts on the square.
Now, how many different varieties of cheese do you expect will be on the world's largest cheese board?
We will have over 250 different types of cheese. I mean, everything that you can imagine. Feta, Gouda. We'll have mountains of fresh, squeaky curds. We'll have those cheeses with those incredible rubs. Spicy, mild, Italian, incredible. Mixed milk. Oh, it's going to be great.
I love it. And some giant cheese wheels are going to be auctioned off with 100% of the proceeds going to the American milk drive to feed children who are in need. It's all going to be this coming Wednesday in Madison, Wisconsin, at the square in Madison. If people want to get more information on this, Suzanne, what's the best way?
They should follow us on Facebook, Wisconsin Cheese. All the information is there.
Okay, and there's also a website, wisconsincheese.com. Suzanne Fanning, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Nice to talk to you, Suzanne. Thank you so much, and have a great time with your world's largest cheese board.